Thank you, as always, for taking your time to be here in the house of the Lord and for coming here and sharing with us in this joyous time to celebrate the Lord. We're here today to praise the Lord. We're here today to celebrate Jesus Christ. And actually, we're alive to do that, not just in the church building, but in our individual lives every day as we wake up every morning. We are alive once again to celebrate the Lord. Amen. I hope that you look at it that way, because our worlds are filled with all kinds of problems and trials and tribulations. But if we could remember every morning that we wake that we are alive once again to celebrate the Lord, to celebrate the Christ that's alive inside of you today. And that to me is big. And so today we are at the end of 2020. And I don't have to preach to you this morning and tell you that this year has certainly been a year that we won't soon forget. And there has been many challenges. There has been many changes in this year. And I'm sure as we are going into 2021, we will be faced with new challenges and new changes, because our world never stays the same. It always changes. And it doesn't matter what goes on, doesn't matter what happens. Your world, my world, will continue to change as long as we're alive on the face of this earth. Amen? So we know that today. We know for sure today that our lives are going to continue to face challenges. And we know today that our lives are going to continue to change. But we hope and pray today, church family, that they will change for the glory of God. Amen? That's what I'm looking forward to. Each year that passes, I'm praying that my life, I'm praying that your life will change, not be forced to change by the world's standards, but you will be changed by the glory of God, that we can better serve God, that we can better hear God, that we can better understand God, that we can better see the path that God has laid out before us to walk, to travel. And that's very important. So I want to ask you this morning, if you have your Bibles with you, I want to read some scripture to you this morning out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, and verses 25 and 26. I want to read two verses of scripture to you this morning out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. And it's very important today that we listen to the Word of God every day, not just on Sunday morning, but maybe the Lord will instill in your hearts today those that hear the Word of the Lord and take it to their hearts. We can live by that Word and let God lead and guide us by His Word. And I don't think that we will go wrong. I don't think that we'll be misled. I think the Lord will lead us in the direction that He wants us to go. But in the book of Proverbs, it says this in verses chapter 4 and verse 25 and 26. It says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead, and let your eyelids look right before you." Verse 26 says, "Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established." Now, there's some words in here that I just read to you. I want to pick out a word to you this morning that caught my eye when I read this past week, and I've been thinking about it, been praying about it. The word ponder. The word ponder means to think. You got to think about it. You got to think about when this next year comes. It's coming very soon. You got to ponder the direction you want to go in 2021. Amen? You have to think about it. Every day there's a choice that has to be made. We have to ponder what direction. Every day as a minister, as a man of God, I have to ponder which way I want to go. How do I want to handle something? I have to think about it. I have to pray about it. I have to prepare myself. I can't be looking to the left. I can't be looking to the right. The Word of God that I just read to you out of the book of Proverbs says, to me, it speaks to me, it says that we have to look straight ahead. We can't be looking around. We can't be seeing what looks good over here. We can't be drawn to what looks good over there. But if God is before you, we have to fix our eyes upon the Lord. Amen? You have to look straight ahead. And we have to ponder the path that God wants us to. Now think about the path that God wants us to travel. And listen, when you ponder, when you think about the path, when you pray about the path that the Lord wants you to take every day, then you'll know something. And this is what you'll know. Boy, this is exciting to me. This is what you'll know. Your feet. Listen, these feet, these shoes right here I got on, whatever kind of shoes I'm wearing, these feet will know what path to take. They'll know where to step. They'll know what direction to go. If God says turn right, I'll know to turn right. If God says turn left, I'll know to turn left. If God says go straight, I'll know to go straight. But one thing I don't think God will tell me, He won't tell me to go backwards. God wants us to go forward with Him. He doesn't want us to go backwards with Him. He wants us to move in the forward direction with Him. God wants us to grow. God wants us to grow in our spirits. God wants us to grow in our minds, in our carnal minds. God wants us to have a better knowledge, a better understanding of who He is and what He's all about. And wouldn't it be great to ponder? Wouldn't it be great to ponder your path before the Lord? We should be already doing that. Amen? We should already be pondering our path, thinking about the path and the direction that we want to take. If you're listening to the Lord, then you'll know what way to go. I've listened to a lot of things. I've heard a lot. I hear a lot of things. Man, I hear things all the time. Hey, did you hear about what so-and-so said? Hey, did you hear what they said they was going to do? Hey, did you hear about what tomorrow's going to bring? Nobody knows. Listen, if you ever hear somebody tell you, you know what tomorrow's going to bring, they're lying to you. They don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I'd be lying to you as a preacher this morning, as a man of God, if I told you I knew what tomorrow holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. There's only one that knows what tomorrow holds, and that's the Lord. Amen. He's the only one that knows what tomorrow holds. Guess what? He's got the future in His hand this morning. He's got your life in His hand this morning. He's the only one that knows tomorrow. He's the only one, if there is a tomorrow, He's the only one that knows what it is. I don't want to know. Do you want to know? I don't want to know. I'd rather let the Lord let it unfold to me. And what a blessing it will be if you let the Lord unfold your day every day. You know, the Bible also says that we'll reap in Galatians. In Galatians 6 and verse 9, it says that we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Listen, we can't give up. You can't give up. There's a lot of people that are ready to give up. There's probably a lot of people already giving up. But listen, the Word of God says we can't give up, no matter how bad things might get. We cannot give up. We must endure. We must continue to press on with the Lord. Now listen, I don't know about the people out in the world. I don't know how they're making it. But I do know, as a man of God, I've got Christ in me this morning. I'm a child of the Most High God. I know that. I'm testifying to you this morning. I've got the light of God in me right now. And I'm not giving up. I'm going to endure. We have a need to endure. We can't give up. Because if you give up, then where there's any hope? You know where your hope is today? It's not in me. Your hope is not in your minister this morning, your pastor. Your hope should be in the Lord today. Your hope is not in the world. It's not in the things that we possess or what we might possess tomorrow. Your hope lies within the Lord. That's where your hope lies. That's where the Lord holds the hope of the world in His hand. And that's what I'm relying on. I'm trusting. I'm relying on the Lord's hope. I'm enduring in the Lord. I'm not enduring what people tell me. I'm not enduring what the world says. The world don't know. The world don't know my God. They don't know His abilities. But I do. I know my Lord's abilities. I know His power. I know His might. And I know my hope lies in Him. In Him alone. The Lord, let me tell you something of what the Bible says today. If you don't know it, I know you do know it. I know you've heard it 1,000 times. The Lord is your portion. Amen. The Lord is my portion. That's all I need. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's all I need this morning. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my cup. He filleth my cup and runneth it over. That's all I need. I don't need to trust no other. I don't need to follow no other. I know my Lord's voice. The Word of God that I read says that the sheep knows his master's voice. I know my master's voice. I know what he says to me. I know what he tells me to do. And it's up to me to follow it. So look at that. Look at your life today. What do you hope for in 2021? Look at this year. You know what my number one desire was this year? To lead as many souls to Christ as I could. That's still my desire. What's your desire today? What do you want to happen? What did you want to happen in 2020 that didn't happen? But that was my number one desire, to lead all the souls to Christ that I could. Now, I don't know. I didn't personally lead anybody to Christ this year. I didn't pray with them. But who knows how many lives? Who knows? You know what the Lord told me this week? He said, don't say that. Don't say that, Phil. You don't know. You don't know how many lives. Listen, I don't know how many lives that I could have reached or I've touched or changed. That I didn't change it, but the Lord changed them through me. So I can't say. Only the Lord knows. Amen. Only the Lord knows. So listen, you think I'm giving up? You think I'm going to sit down? You think I'm going to be quiet? I'm not. Not unless the Lord silences me. And the only way He's going to do that is He silenced me in the grave. That's the only way. So is this a good word to you this morning? This is a good word of encouragement to all of us this morning. Don't go into next year being filled with doubt. Don't go into next year being filled with fear. Don't be going into next year listening to this over this side or listen to this on the right side. Stay focused. Ponder your path. Walk in the path of the Lord. And when you do that, it says here in the Word of God, those that ponder the path with the Lord, that He will fill them. It says here, let me go on down. It says here, you got to have a path to follow. You know, I've followed many paths in my lifetime, but they have never been with God. See, there's a lot of people out there today that are following all kinds of paths. They're taking all kinds of directions, but they've never had a direction led by God. And what do you think, where do you think God can lead them? What do you think God could be doing through them today if they would just yield their life over to the Lord? I remember how it was without the Lord in my life. I mean, I was a miserable, wretched soul. I was empty. But yet I was hungry. Man, I was hungry for something. I just didn't know what it was. But then the Lord came along and He filled this hungry soul. He filled this hungry soul and now it's running over. And man, I'm filled with the joy of the Lord now. Anybody in the house of God today filled with the joy of the Lord? You know how great that feels? That feels great. That is super duper, if I can use that word, super duper. That is wonderful. It's wonderful to be filled with the joy of the Lord. It's wonderful to be filled with the victory of the Lord. Say, I've got victory in Jesus today. The song we sang in the church house, I've got victory in Jesus. Listen, I'm victorious today. And the only way I'm victorious today is because of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for me. He came to be born in a manger. And that on that Bethlehem night that we've been praising God about, that we've been talking about for the last several weeks, and we're up here this morning singing about the Star of Bethlehem. Say, I got the victory this morning. I have been set free this morning from all my sins. I'm no longer that wretched, sinful soul that was headed straight to hell. God has set me up on a mountaintop now. He brought me out of the muck and mire and set me up on a high mountaintop. And now I'm looking out. And now I can see clearly now. And now I can see the path. And now I can see the light of God because it lives in me and it shines forth from me. And I'm able to see where I'm going. I don't have to second guess myself anymore. I don't have to live in shame anymore. I don't hold my head down anymore. I have my head held high because I'm a child of God. And we got to hold our heads high. Listen, you're a child of God. You don't hold your head down. You hold your head up. You hold your hands up this morning and praise God because that's what the Savior came to do. He came to set us free. He came to give us life. He came to forgive us of our sins and make a way for us. And we ain't got no need to feel shameful about that at all. Amen. Is that a good word to you this morning, church family? I hope it is. Because the Lord is good to you and me this morning. He is good to you and He is faithful. Listen, the Word of God that I read, it says that the Lord is faithful to us. His faithfulness is His promises. His promises are new every morning. Now, if that don't spark your spirit this morning, if that don't light your spirit this morning, then I don't know what else I can tell you this morning. That the Lord's mercies are faithful to you and they're new to you every morning. So when you wake up in the morning, listen, when you wake, boy, this just really gets my blood going. This is the Holy Spirit, just man, this is starting to pump me. I mean, it's overrunning me this morning. But listen, when you wake up in the morning, I don't care what your life looks like. I don't care what you're complaining about every day. I don't care where you're at in your walk of life. If you've got God, you've got something. Amen? If you've got God, you've got something. If you've got Jesus Christ in your life, you've got something. You've got a gift that you can't never possibly imagine how great it is. So remember, when you wake up in the morning and you're still here on this side of eternity, you need to celebrate the God. You need to celebrate Jesus Christ that's living inside of you. And if He ain't living inside of you this morning, then you need to ask Him to come in. You need to ask Him to come on into your life and to change your life. You want to make a change in 2021? What the biggest change I know that you can make is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ask Him to come on in and forgive you of all you sin. Well, Pastor, Preacher, man, I can't. You just don't know me. I'm a sinful, just the most wretched, terrible person. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I've done too much wrong. That's just the devil talking to you. He's trying to keep you where you're at. He don't want you coming to know Christ. He don't want you having that new life. He don't want you having that new victory. You just tell that devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, and he'll flee from you. And then you'll be able to ask Christ to come into your life, and he'll take over. He'll take over from there, and he'll clean you up in a heartbeat, just like he did this person right here you're looking at. Cleaned up this wretched mouth, and this wretched mind, this wretched heart, and he replaced it all with new things, with all good things, with all a harvest of things, that a harvest of blessings that I don't deserve. But the Lord says, hey, because you love my son, because you accepted my son as your Savior, I'm going to fill you with all these good things. I'm going to bless your life. I'm going to bless everything you touch. I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to bless your friends. I'm going to bless those people that don't even like you. I'm going to bless those people that hate you. I'm going to bless your enemies. Because sometimes I ask God, God, why do you put me with this person or that person? I can't do nothing with them. I've been praying for them. I've been trying to talk to them. But you know what the Lord keeps reminding me? The Lord keeps reminding me, you're not the Lord. I am. Let me do the work. You just do what I ask you. You just complete your assignments and let me do the work through you. You want to win souls in 2021? Loving others that you don't want to love is a hard thing to do. But you got to do it. You got to do it. Because the Lord loved us first. We didn't love Him first. He loved us first. We got to love the Lord. And we got to love others as the Lord has loved us. Even when we don't want to. All right. I'm going to say a few more verses of Scripture here, and I'm going to close. Now that the Scripture I just read to you, or quoted to you, is in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. It says, though the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, but because His compassions fail not, they are a new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. That's in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. But I want to go on down and read two more verses, 25 and 26. It says, therefore I will make the Lord my portion and place my hope in Him. And I want to remind you one more time. I want to say this one more time. Therefore, I will make the Lord my portion, and I will place my hope in Him. Don't place your hope in your pastor. I know too many times people place preachers up on pedestals. Don't place me up on no pedestal. I don't want to be up on no pedestal. If you want to put somebody up on high, put God up on high, okay? Put your Lord and Savior up on high. Don't put me up there. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a man chosen by God to deliver the message that God gives me. Don't put no praise in me. Put praise in your Lord. Put the praise in your God. Put your hopes in the Lord. Now, I love you. Church family, I love you. Yo, you got people that's watching on Facebook today, believe it or not, I love you. Even when I'm mad at you. But don't put your hopes in me. Put them in the Lord. Because the Lord is your portion. He's all you need. He's always been what you have need of. And He will supply your need if you trust Him, if you follow Him. All right, one more thing. I want to read this to you out of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. It says this, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwardly in Christ Jesus. Now listen, like I said when I first started, 2020 has been a rough year for everybody. But I want to tell you, I know it's not easy. It's not easy. And I'm not telling anybody, I'm not saying to anybody to forget the loss of a loved one. But I'm just reading you out of Scripture this morning what it says we must do. We must press onward. We must strain to keep pressing forward with the Lord until we reach the finish line. Amen? Until we reach the goal. Until we reach the prize. Listen, I don't know if you, and I'm going to tell you this great and wonderful news this morning, and then I'm going to pray and be quiet. God willing. I always say that about 5-10 times. But there's a prize. There's a prize awaiting us at the finish line. We are all in the same race. We are all heading and straining toward that prize, toward that goal line. And when we reach it, and when we get there, that prize is a crown of eternal life. And the Lord is going to give it to us, each one of us. You're going to receive that crown of eternal life. And the Lord is going to say unto you, welcome into thou rest. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into thou rest. And what a glorious day it will be when we know that we have done everything that we could possibly do on this walk of life to finish the race in faithfulness and steadfast love to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, you are a wonderful, amazing, loving, caring, compassionate, merciful God. God, I could never even touch the depths of how great you are and how great and wonderful you've been to me. But Lord, I want to do everything in my power as long as I'm alive and breathing on this side of eternity. I want to do everything in my power, Heavenly Father, being directed, being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do what I can while I'm here for your glory. God, I pray for those that are here today in your house, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for those that are watching on Facebook this morning, Lord, or maybe watching later on. God, I pray that you will touch each heart today, Lord. God, I pray for a double portion of blessings be poured out upon each one. God, if there be one that is amongst us today, under the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father, that's never made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, what a great day. Today is the day of salvation. And God, we thank you for that today. Lord, we just ask you to let them bow their heads and lift up their voices to you, Lord, and confess, Lord, with their mouths and believe in their hearts, Heavenly Father, that they are a sinner and that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was laid in the tomb, and was resurrected on the third day, Lord. And he now sits at the right hand of you, making intercessions for us, Heavenly Father. And God, your word says that they believe that in their heart and confess it with their mouth, Lord, that you would forgive them all sins and they would be wiped clean, Lord, and they'd be made righteous in your sight, Heavenly Father. And Lord, that you would come into them and take up residence. And so, God, I pray today that that's your will would be done. And Lord, for those that are struggling out there today, Lord, those that are burdened down today, Heavenly Father, God, those that are filled with fear today, Heavenly Father, and with confusion, with uncertainties, Heavenly Father, God, we pray for the strength. We pray for peace right now to come. We pray for courage to come, strength, Heavenly Father. God, we pray that you would help us to endure the hardships. And Lord, help us to place our hopes in you, Heavenly Father. And God, now we ask you to take this message out into the highways and the byways, Heavenly Father, and let it be spoken. Let it be made known to the hearts of your people, to those that don't know you, Lord, to those that maybe fallen away from you, Heavenly Father. Lord, bring them back. And Lord, we thank you now for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you're going to do. And God, we ask you now all these things humbly in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.